Tonight we screened the first episode of Evolution of a City, which is a new interview-style miniseries that we are putting together that tells the history of Barrie really from incorporation in 1959 to present day.
Can people see this online now?
It is going to be released in the fall at our first anniversary. There's going to be multiple episodes that come out one after the other. If they want to see them ahead of time, they can come to our meetings. We meet the first Wednesday of every month at 7 p.m. and we'll be screening them privately here before they're available online.
This was the, I think you said, the first of six you already have in the bag. How many do you have planned?
We hopefully plan to do another six, and we'll be doing some pre-production again in April.
And this one tonight focused on?
This focused on the history of the Allendale train station and the development of the lakeshore in Barrie, which is very, very fascinating, which is the jewel of our city.
And you had some interesting things to say in there that you learned from former Mayor Perry, probably things you can't share with us now.
Well, let's just say that there's probably more than what meets the eye in terms of what lurks beneath Lakeshore Drive.
And that's what makes this whole project of yours so exciting, because we see the surface of the city every day as we wander through it, drive through it, walk through it, but there are things that we don't know from the past that we are learning through your efforts.
And that's really what we want to be. We want to be a reference spot. We want to help educate people in our city about the history of our city. We saw that there was a gap. We saw that there weren't any resources for young students to learn about the city that they're growing up in. We wanted to change that. And that's why we built Barrie's only free online museum.
So you've got a lot more work to do, but you need help in order to do that.
We have an incredible team. Our board of directors is amazing. We have over 7,000 pieces that have been uploaded to the archive already. But yes, we're always looking for more help in fundraising, more help in marketing, more help putting together our events, more help in labeling and uploading content to the archive. And anybody who's interested in helping us can go to barriearchive.ca and to learn how they can get involved.